Well, how can I liquefy it? At first, I wanted to see if I have normal hydrochloric acid. I took a test, and I have this test in my book. I have it here on a big poster. And I answered most of the questions. Yes, so I have achlorhydri, how is it pronounced? Achlorhydria. It's called achlorhydria, no hydrochloric acid, just water. In my stomach, I had just water. And that explains why my clever, wise body never makes mistakes. It just said, honey, there is no way I can digest it. So you better just have nausea and stay away from greens. No way. Now that I know I need them there, it's a high technology century. I just got what we call liquefy in Raw Food Kitchen, a Vitamix blender. Vitamix blender is not just normal blender with 12 miles per hour speed. It has Katrina in a blender. It's 240 miles per hour. 240 miles per hour instead of 12. It has so many horses there working for me. So I took the blender and I put my greens in it and I blended. I thought, I'll just drink it. I'll cheat. No kidding. I'll just take it. But when I blended some greens with water and I opened the lid, I quickly closed it back. Because the smell was something in between sludge and wheatgrass juice. I thought, I could never make myself drink it. It would just come out right away. Again, it's not working. And I'm so close. I already know what this is. And I'm opening Jane Goodall book about chimpanzees of Gombe. And if you don't know who Jane Goodall is, she is a revolutionary, amazing woman who lived alone. Nobody else was brave enough. Lived alone in a tent in the middle of Gombe Valley in Africa among chimpanzees, and they thought she's part of their tribe. For 30 years alone in the tent, her mother visited her once in a while, but nobody else. And so she wrote volumes about chimpanzees. And in one of the places I just read there, the chimpanzees in the wilderness will peel some fruit or just take whatever, fig, and they roll it in the leaf and eat it as a sandwich. And that gave me an idea. I just had some bananas there. I peeled banana, added to my sludge, blended it again, and with trepidation was opening the lid, and it smelled fine. Smelled just banana smoothie. And it looked not as a sludge anymore. It looked like light green color. And I tried it, and it tasted like banana smoothie. It totally dominated this flavor of greens that my body didn't like. And I drank it all, and I made some more, and I drank it all. And in just 4 hours, I consumed, first time in my life, 2 bunches of greens. I called it green smoothie. I didn't think it would be such a big thing. I should have thought about something like abbreviation, whatever. Abracadabra smoothie, but it's green smoothie. Well, it amounted to 2 gallons, and I thought, oh, I have to drink 2 gallons of it per day, but I really loved it. And I didn't feel nauseous, so I continued drinking 2 gallons, and I couldn't look at any other food for a while. But then I felt like 2 gallons is too much. I have to push myself. I cannot really drink that much. And then I realized that when it's blended, I read their manual for Vitamix blender, and it says it breaks it down to a molecule level. I thought, well, it probably assimilates several times more efficiently, and I don't really have to have that much. So after practicing, I can tell you, after a couple of years, I know that it's just 1 or 2 quarts, that's what everybody needs, 1 or 2 quarts, if it's blended. If it's not blended, then you have to chew. And within a couple of 3 weeks, my wart that I had, one wart, fell off in the shower without any scar. I stopped seeing hair in the shower on the floor. I just stopped losing any hair. My nails, which is another sign of low hydrochloric acid in the stomach, started to become so thick now, and I could pull tacks off the wall now with my nails, and I had to use a toenail clipper for my hand nails. And My appetite started to go away. I started to slowly lose weight. It stopped gaining. My annoying appetite was gone. I started to have more energy now. I started to sleep less. My family noticed, and though they were sick and tired of me talking about chimps and greens, they joined me. We started to drink green smoothies. Igor is gonna serve you green smoothie that we made. We made how many gallons? Like 10 gallons today. Like it took us like 40 minutes, right? Yeah, so it's so fast to make, and it has in it red organic bananas, it has kale, it has spinach, and it has pineapple, and a little bit of apple juice, but mostly water. So that's what it is. Igor is gonna make it and serve you, and if somebody could help him to do it faster, that would be wonderful. Well, so in... I will keep talking. As soon as I figured this out, I wrote an article that I called Ode to Green Smoothie. You all have a copy of this article. And I send it to my list that I have on emails. I send every month, I send a letter of my newest information. It's a free newsletter. And it has 10 benefits of green smoothies, which I encourage you all to read and to remember. There are many benefits. I'm not gonna spend time reading them, and it has some basic recipes here. As soon as I wrote and people started doing them, I started to hear wonderful things from people. And I've noticed that everyone in my family, while in the beginning we had all symptoms of having low hydrochloric acid, this symptom started to reverse. And I found a doctor, gastroenterologist, Dr. Paul Fieber in Roseburg, Oregon, who said he will be willing to risk his license and offer to his patients that he had many who had low or no hydrochloric acid to offer, instead of the pill, the green smoothie for 1 month and then check them before, test them before and after and see if they will have better results. So we were driving from Ashland to Roseburg. As you know, it's 120 miles one way. Poor Igor was driving first daily, then has started driving every other day. My kids were making 19 gallons of smoothie every day. And we had a group of people there, a large group of people who were testing. We said, don't change your diet because we're not checking the diet. We want you to continue eat what you eat. Keep eating your pork chops and chocolate and coffee and beer, whatever. Just add 1 quart of smoothie, preferably to the breakfast. That's all you need, just 1 quart of smoothie for 30 days. And after 30 days, Dr. Fieber tested them, and we had amazing results. And on average, everybody's hydrochloric acid raised 68.4%. He was totally amazed. He says, never heard of anything like this. It's considered irreversible. Some of his patients who were younger didn't have to take any more hydrochloric acid pills anymore, they were cured. And so I don't know how exactly it healed them, whether it just saved some energy or whether it healed their the gland. So anyways, they were healed, and then I decided we should really start writing a book and making more research. And here's the book, Green for Life, that talks all about it.